Frank Anderson.
We're one of the largest shoe manufacturers for women and children.
Spared no cost in 1907.
Nostalgia and neighborly curiosity drew a crowd of 200 to walk past the lion statues and look inside this 26,000 square foot brick mansion in Nashua's North End.
It's just wild to see cloth.
Nobody does this anymore, right?
On a wall.
I love the call systems in here too.
The wait staff would have to answer that they responded.
Every corner leads to a signature from the home's turn of the 20th century design, such as the detailed millwork, marbled fireplaces, and carved ceilings.
Gorgeous. I'll bring my check. Will they take the check that I bring?
Upstairs on the third floor is a time capsule from the 1960s, a pink glazed ballroom with cushioned window seats. Mm-hmm. Melanie Kirkland of Nashua.
My mother, they used to hold dances up here when she attended the Mount.
The 34-room estate was once a school called Mount St. Mary's and, up until a few years ago, a residence for retired nuns. The Sisters of Mercy put the house on the market for $2.3 million 14 months ago, but they had no offers. Justin Manning heads the auction house. He says it's common for religious groups to divest properties of this size when they're left vacant.
If it's being utilized, then it can come under the nonprofit umbrella. If it's not, it becomes fully taxable, which then becomes a bigger liability line item for them.
Manning says he expects about a dozen people to bid on Thursday morning. There's no minimum required. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.